house in the early 1900s, and he was known as an African American contractor here in the city of Natchez. He comes to Natchez from New Orleans and begins to build a couple of buildings here in the town area, and he operates E. Angeletti's Woodyard here at this location here. By the 1930s, Mr. Angeletti sold this house. And this house becomes known as B&C's Auto Parts Showroom. And then in the 1980s and 90s, this lady right here ran the most of the African market. So those African statues that you saw in the museum were once housed here. And she ran the market, or the African market, from 1986 to 2005. And so now this is the headquarters of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, and they meet here every month. And they're a civic organization here and across the country that's dedicated to the enrichment and the empowerment of Black women. And so Ms. Thelma here, who lived in the house right across the street there, will come over here, and she still comes here for those monthly meetings. And so in the year 2006, the exhibitor that you see here, and also there about the music on St. Catherine Street and all other panels along St. Catherine Street. Hello? What's up with you, bro? Oh, shit. I'm on tour. Let me call you right back, and I'll see if I can work something out right quick. Where you at? In Jackson? Okay. I'm gonna text a few people up there, and I got you. Okay.
Do you need to take five and go get a water break while you take care of that or whatever?
Once we do that, we'll.
Okay.
And they use the house here for the monthly meetings. In the year 2016, the exhibitor that you see here was placed here after we had did about 2 years of research about the Angeletti House and about St. Catherine Street and its presence with African Americans and our history here in Natchez. Music played a big role on St. Catherine Street, and we're going to walk back this way and talk more about how music played a big role on St. Catherine Street here, in the back here. There's an exhibit that talks about our blues. Thank you. Natchez Blues. This monument or this marker here talks about a man by the name of Alexander George Papa Lightfoot, who lived here in Natchez after the tragic 1940 fire of the Rhythm Nightclub. Blues music wasn't, or any jazz or soul music wasn't being played here in Natchez. They said that this fire was the wrath of God coming on people for listening to worldly music. So by the late 1940s, Papa Lightfoot began to play music up and down St. Catherine Street. He's an ice cream peddler during the day, and he plays in the blues clubs here in Natchez during the night. And he's the one who brought the sound called the Bluff City Blues here to Natchez. And he inspired artists, blues artists from this area, like Jimmy Soul Man Lee Anderson, Hezekiah Early, Elmore Williams, and the Ely Brothers, who also traveled across the country and the world playing blues music from Natchez. And on the back of this panel speaks about Papa Life, more Papa Lightfoot's story and the Natchez Blues. Up and down St. Catherine Street, the street that we're on now, right there, there were a lot of juke joints and blues cafes up and down it. But when urban renewal came in Natchez in late 70s, early 80s, a lot of those old juke joints were torn down, and the revitalization of St. Catherine Street happened. So where at one time this was probably one of the most busiest streets for African Americans in Natchez. But again, when the urban renewal or the pre-gentrification, a lot of African American life and culture was taken away from this street. And so that's why in 2012 until about 2006, we researched heavily location that we're going to go to, the Holy Family Catholic.